Well, I know the job. I think the court needs leadership. I was a circuit judge for many years, and then before that I was deputy district attorney, and of course I practiced law as well. So I know the law, and having been chief justice, I know the administrative duties, and you know, I look forward to taking it again.
If you were elected, would you put a monument back up, do anything similar to what happened 10 years ago?
Absolutely not. I think that you've got to be careful when you're standing for the law not to confuse the issue. And to put a monument up would confuse the issue. And so I wouldn't do that because the people need to know what the issue is that confronts the country. And the acknowledgement of the sovereign God that gives you your rights and your freedoms is the issue.
You've used this language already. I've heard you quoted that this is about acknowledging God.
Right.
Within a legal context, within a judgeship, what does that mean to acknowledge God?
It acknowledges the basic source of all rights and liberties.
So in terms of being a chief justice, does that mean you use religious arguments in court? Does that mean simply being able to talk about God in opinions? What does that mean to acknowledge God in this context?
Acknowledge God is where our rights come from. If you go back in the law, historically, the common law, it was recognized that that's where your rights come from. It's not just talking about God. It's recognizing who gives you your freedom.
Well, Alabama is generally a conservative state.
Sure.
However, campaign finance reports, the last round showed your opponent to raise more money.
He did.
One of your former Republican colleagues from the state Supreme Court has endorsed him as well. Could Alabama be making an exception to conventional wisdom in this race?
I don't think so. I think that I've got a large grassroots support. Obviously, when my Republican opponents were so well-funded, it makes a difference. People selected me, and I recognize the fact that my opponent has raised more money in the last round, but we're pretty close, and I think that we'll do well.
Does it bother you to have a prominent colleague, a former member of the court, make a public statement that he's no longer in support of your candidacy?
I have many former colleagues and fellow justices that do support.
You've spoken about same-sex marriage,
yeah,
and saying that it would be the ultimate destruction of our country. You've also said that these are real issues. Why are these issues the most important things to talk about in a race for Alabama Supreme Court?
I didn't say they were most important to talk about in Alabama Supreme Court. I said they were issues which definitely are brought forth into the controversy by the Democratic platform. The Democratic platform supports same-sex marriage and supports the overturning of the law passed by Congress in 1996 called Defense of Marriage Act. I was simply stating the fact that these are matters an issue in this controversy, and my opponent, being a Democrat, is sworn to uphold the Democratic platform.
Sworn to hold the Democratic platform?
Well, he has taken an oath that he will uphold the Democratic nominee and the Democratic platform.
Why is this such a pressing issue for Alabama, though? We have a same-sex marriage ban in the Constitution. There doesn't seem to be any momentum, you know, within the state toward changing that. You know, why is this so pressing for a state Supreme Court race?
I didn't say it was so pressing. I was talking about the national issues, which, you know, affect the election federally.
Take out that word pressing, then. You know, why is this such an important thing to talk about within the context of a state Supreme Court race?
I think morality is always important. I think the rightness or wrongness of issues is always relevant. It's relevant to the economy. It's relevant to political conversation.
Courts funding has been reduced over the last several years. How would you lead a court with shrinking dollars?
Same way I led it in 2001 when our budget was cut by $13 million. We need the legislature to recognize that the judicial branch of government is equal to the legislative and executive branches, and we need some attention there. And I think it's the job of the Chief Justice to educate the legislature and the governor.
How do you make that case, then, if they're cutting it already?
I think you've got to show how it's declined over the years, how it's been cut abnormally compared to the rest of the branches, and I think you have to show by statistics, and I think you have to draw up a design.
What do you see as the biggest difference between you and your opponent in this race?
Well, I don't think my opponent has been there to administer the court system. I have been. He has been in the circuit court judgeship, which I was in for many years. You know, that's at a different level, so I would hope to know more about that than my opponent, just simply because I've been there.